So here we are. We're about to head into a holiday week here in the U.S. We're rapidly approaching Thanksgiving, which I have to tell you is, I don't know about you guys, it is one of my favorite holidays, and not just because of all the really good food. I mean, I would have to say that is like a major part of it. But I mean, I just absolutely love the opportunity to like reconnect with family and friends. I think it is just such a warm holiday. And also too, there isn't the financial burden of having to give gifts to a ton of people. And if you're like me and you come from a big family, man, that is like such a relief to just, in our case, show up at somebody's house, enjoy Thanksgiving, bring a dish, and there's really no fuss, no muss. But how about for sales, though? It's a little bit different. I think it can be rather challenging anytime we're heading into a holiday week. So I have a few ideas for you that I really want you to consider. Sales managers, anybody who is in charge of a sales team, I want you guys to pay particular attention and get this out to your sales team, because I just... You know, every year around this time, I really just go into my holiday rant. And I just want to say something before we begin and before you think that I'm this absolute insensitive, cold-hearted, anti-holiday type of guy. I want to tell you, like, when it comes to, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, man, I am just like a big kid. I love those holidays. I really, really do. I get into it. I'm one of those people that, like, right now, I'm counting down, like, the minutes until I can, like, legally play holiday music and not look like a complete, like, you know, like, freak. But having said that, I have to tell you, I think that people in business today have a really bad habit of milking the ever-living shit out of a holiday. And I mean things that really, like, should be like a four-day weekend, like Thanksgiving weekend, will turn into something that is a minimum to 7 to 10 days for a lot of people. And how do I come up with that number? Well, you have, you know, the whole four-day weekend thing in there. And granted, I mean, we can kind of subtract out the weekend. But I'm just saying total time that people are just kind of mentally checked out from their business. But you're going to have the better part of this week trashed. And I don't just mean like legally trashed, like on Thanksgiving. Of course, you're not going to work on Thanksgiving. The day after. I mean, heck, four-day weekends are pretty cool when you work your ass off. But what's going to happen with a lot of people, starting tomorrow, which will be Monday, November the 20th, you're going to have people beginning to mentally check out. And the justification is going to be, well, a lot of the people I'm trying to reach, they're off this week, or they don't want to talk business this week. Now, that's bad enough, because that's like an entire week that's going to get trashed. But now next week, you know, God forbid, on that Monday after Thanksgiving, you know, you're all suited up and ready to do business, because nah, man, you know, people are like getting caught up and stuff. So when you start to rationalize and justify everything else, you have the probability of losing a lot of time. So having said that, I have a few ideas I want to share with you so you can get the most out of a holiday week. So the first suggestion I have for you, it's, and of course I've got to lead with the one that you can't actually use right this second. And the reason why you can't actually use it this week is that it might be a little bit late for some of you guys, all right? But certainly, you can use it with the upcoming Christmas holiday and certainly between Christmas and New Year and just going forward. And this is going to sound so basic. And if you're like me, like when you hear this, you're going to give an eye roll and say, done. Then you're going to say, holy shit, I'm not doing this, because that's what I said. And here it is. You ready? I mean, whenever you're going into a holiday week, first of all, understand, holidays weren't just invented. It's not like, you know, they surprised us this weekend. It's, hey, everybody, listen, know it's short notice, but we're going to have Thanksgiving here this week. And, you know, you're going to have to adjust your schedules accordingly. We've been doing this for a long time here in the U.S., right? So what we want to do is, in advance of a holiday week, when you're setting up your appointments, try to load up a holiday week with appointments. And the reason why is, if you think of all the possible sales activities that you could be doing, I'm sure we'll all agree that the best thing you could possibly be doing during a holiday week is actually meeting with people. Now, whether you call that meeting a face-to-face, or if you don't want to travel that week, move it into like an inside sales model and you're setting up quote-unquote appointments that are on Skype or a WebEx or a conference call. You guys get the idea. But that is the best possible way for you, I mean, and the most productive thing you could be doing, because everything we should be doing in sales should be geared at like getting in front of the potential client. So that's the first thing. And again, if you're sitting here saying, yeah, like kind of like day late, dollar short, Castain, no, not really, for this week, possibly. But I think you have a tip here you can keep in your back pocket, knowing that Christmas is right around the corner. So something for you to do there. Suggestion number two, I want you to understand that this week, especially here in the U.S., any of you selling into the U.S. should pay attention to this, that it is going to be less noisy this week. Why? Because the vast majority of your competitors are going to completely just like mentally check out. They're going to justify their actions and say, yeah, it's going to be a better week to do admin stuff, or I'm going to kind of, you know, like kind of like dick around in the office and lengthy lunches and kind of, you know, tell the boss I've got that 3 p.m. appointment. And meanwhile, you're home and you're sitting on your ass and you're watching Dr. Phil or something like that. So the vast majority is like not going to be doing anything. So there's less noise. Now, in a really noisy world, I don't know about you, but I would rather show up when there is less noise. There is business to be done this week. Do not kid yourself into thinking otherwise. Business doesn't stop because there's a holiday. And let me just give you just a weird example. If you were a person who sold like auto repair services and you had a tow truck, do you think like, you know, there's no repairs because cars don't break down during Thanksgiving, right? It's just like the car says, yeah, it's Thanksgiving, you know, I'm just going to do my best. Car's going to break down when a car breaks down. So, you know, it's really the same thing in business. Needs don't schedule themselves. They just happen when they happen. So also, either way, even if you want to argue that, and you're allowed to, I'm not here to defend myself. You're just listening to me. It'd be kind of weird yelling at your speakers or yelling at, you know, like your computer. Might be the day you get a random drug test. I don't know. But I just got to say that even so, there's going to be less noise this week. So you actually want to do something counterintuitive. And you know what that is? Step up your game this week. Do more than you normally would. Seriously, and especially those of you who find yourself going into the week with not as many appointments, maybe it's coming down to a crawl, more time to prospect. And certainly more time to email, like sales-related activities. Now, here's something that I want you to think about when things are less noisy, particularly when we're talking about a holiday. Now, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. You can use this tip for Thanksgiving. You can certainly use it for Christmas and New Year's. Later on in the year, you can certainly use it when here in the U.S., July 4th, Memorial Day, anytime that we're going to be off. Remember, there is less noise. Salespeople and people in general just mentally check out and get a little lazy around that time. That's okay. More for you and me. So what I want you to think about is sending out an email blast on a day when you know people aren't in the office, which sounds completely insane. And I want you to hear me out on this. Let me say it again, just in case. I think he said that crazy thing. No, I did say that crazy thing. I absolutely want you to email at a time when you know people aren't in the office, like on Thanksgiving or the Friday after Thanksgiving, or, you know, like Christmas Eve here in the US, or on New Year's Day. And you might be thinking, well, why the hell would I send out an email on a day when I know people aren't there? Well, first of all, less noise doesn't mean they're not going to be checking email. The other reason why you're doing it, and this is like the main reason aside from the no noise thing, is that what do people like to do with their email when they know they're going to be out of the office? What little automated thing do they set up with their email? A little something something called the out of office reply. So you know the deal, like you send an email to someone and it says, I will be out of the office from this date to this date. And here's the cool thing, is that many times these out of office responses will contain just amazing information for you as a salesperson that will help you crack the code. So what do I mean by that? Well, there could be a direct line that is listed in that out-of-office response, right? It might have their direct line on there, and you didn't have that. So now you can bypass the gatekeeper next week when you call. That's pretty valuable, right? It might also say to you, you know, if it's an absolute emergency, call me on my cell. And it lists the cell phone number. Now, I don't really recommend that you call somebody and take them up on it, use their cell number, call them on their cell on Thanksgiving. I don't really think that's a good idea, but I do think that having that cell number in your back pocket for some time in the future where it might come in handy, I don't see a downside to that. So that's one of the things that you can do. The other thing that out-of-office responses will do in terms of information is that sometimes it will say, in my absence, please contact. And then you find that the person they're telling you to contact is actually the person you've been trying to get the contact information all along. You know this person isn't the actual decision maker. And all of a sudden, you realize, oh my gosh, like you see this name, you kind of look them up, maybe you look them up on LinkedIn, you see this is the executive vice president of, you know, whatever. Right, of widgets. Oh my, that's the person I really want to be talking with. So it might help you there. And even sometimes in these out of office replies, you will find that people sometimes, not all the time, will kind of do the TMI thing, too much information. They'll say, yeah, I'm off skiing, or I'm off here, or I'm going to Europe, or whatever. And in those instances, that might be a really nice icebreaker for you when you like get back in touch with them. But either way, I want you to step up your activity this week and make a note to self that you'll do an email blast either on Thanksgiving or certainly Friday. But and you could even do it on Wednesday, by the way, a little later in the day Wednesday, people are already kicking into Thanksgiving mode. And I want you to consider doing that because it might be very, very helpful to you. All right. And I also want to mention that you don't have to physically be there to do this Wednesday afternoon if you had plans to go to Aunt Sadie's and leave work early, or certainly on Thanksgiving when you're sitting there, you know, arguing over somebody who's hogging all the gravy or some shit. What you can do is you could set this up in advance so that you could check this out. Imagine being in two places at once so that while you're arguing over the gravy or whether or not we're going to Aunt Sadie's or going to my parents because we went to your parents last time and all this other stuff, or like telling the kids to hold it the hell down in the car, you know, kind of keep one hand on the wheel, reaching around, giving the backhand to the one that's not shutting the hell up back there. Well, I mean, you could actually be doing all that and showing up. Like, kind of cool, right? Two places at once. The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to understand that, like, you should always, in sales, use what you've been given, right? And if you're not driving right now, I want you to write that down. Always use what you've been given. And by the way, even if it appears that you've been given an absolutely shitty hand, right? Like, you've been dealt a real shit hand. Because a lot of people, it's very easy for us in sales and in life to like look at something that's obviously a great, like, you know, get, right? Like, oh wow, I was given this opportunity to do this or whatever, right? That's easy to be happy about and leverage. But I think where the challenge comes in is looking at something that initially appears to be challenging or a negative and trying not just positive thinking, but trying to find how you could actually leverage it and turn it into a positive. So for example, this week, we have a challenge with a lot of people, and it's, yeah, nobody's picking up their phone, and nobody wants to get together and everything. I do believe it's an opportunity for you to change up your messaging to potential clients. And, I mean, we've got Thanksgiving now, right? So you could change it to more of a Thanksgiving message. You can also, when you get that person on the phone that you've been trying to do business with, I mean, you could ask them if they have holiday plans, right? You could also like email out some kind of a holiday tip to your potential clients. Now, in case you're wondering, yeah, like how would that even be useful? Well, aren't I kind of doing that right now with like, I mean, I sell to you guys and I want to be, everybody always talks about, yeah, I want to be like, you should provide value and be a resource. I'm trying like hell right now to be valuable and give you a resource. I'm giving you a timely one. I'm talking about something that to you guys, I hope you're saying, wow, this is great timing. This is exactly what Castain said. I got to try some of this stuff he's talking about. But you could do the same thing. This isn't limited to serving salespeople. What about your audience? What would be something that would be very timely? I'll give you a what I believe is a great example. This woman that I've worked with by the name of Christine, she sells a software that, you know, is very, very good with, reducing cyber attacks and all that kind of stuff. And what she has done several times throughout the year is she's offered a really seasonal type of message. Like right now, you know, her message is, you know, hackers don't break for the holidays. You know, a hacker's not going to say, oh, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Let me give these people a break. If anything, they step it up because they know we're mentally checked out. So what Christine is doing here, she's using that timely type of headline to capture attention. And then she goes on and offers a few ideas. And when we offer ideas, I'm a big fan of offering them in potato chip form. Potato chip form makes them hungry for more. We're feeding them a little bit, but they're walking away hungry for more so that, like, they meet with us. That would be kind of cool, right? Instead of, like, flat out, like, stuffing their faces like they're going to do at Thanksgiving. But is there a holiday message that you could be embracing right now so that you're leveraging the holidays? And certainly if you come up empty for Thanksgiving, sales managers, like this could be a nice brainstorming sales meeting that you have with your team. And you kind of like ask the questions, hey, in what ways can we leverage the holiday season? Maybe there is a holiday specific message that you can offer. Very soon, you'll hear me talking about all kinds of other things that you could be doing during the holidays. By the way, the other day, I offered a free resource over on yoursalesplaybook.com. It was a free worksheet on how to handle like our favorite holiday stall. And you know what it is? Call me back after the holidays. I created an entire worksheet around that. That is a holiday specific resource where I am taking advantage of what I've been given. What have I been given? The holidays. It's an opportunity for me to change up my messaging and the resources that I provide my potential customers. Perhaps you could do the same thing. Next, right? And kind of like a last but not least type of thing. Don't turn the week into like one big admin week. Whenever, like what I like to do this time of year and around Christmas, I'll do it over the summer. I'll put the question out to the Sales Playbook community. And what I mean by the Sales Playbook community, very quickly, if you guys aren't aware, we have a community over on LinkedIn of almost 60,000 aspiring sales rock stars, just like you, where we hang out and we talk about all kinds of things sales. It's a free community and people put questions out there and we all do our best to help each other out. People network, people have gotten each other jobs and just kind of looked out for each other as a community should. And I put the question out whenever it's a holiday season and I'll say, hey, you know, take us through some of your activities during a holiday week. And I'm telling you, 99% of the crowd will say, yeah, it's a good week, you know, to do admin and get caught up. Now, I want to tell you something. And please understand that my job is not to be everybody's, like, favorite Uncle Paul. Really, it isn't. I don't think I'm serving you that way. I'm not serving me that way. I got to be honest with you. You know, what I need to do in my role is tell you shit you don't want to hear. Seriously, somebody's got to give you some advice once in a while that, you know, might not sit well with you, but you say, yeah, you know, he's kind of right. And I want to tell you something. you can't afford a full week of admin. I certainly can't, and I have a thriving business, year over year growth. And I'm telling you, I cannot afford to have an entire week of admin. You need to rethink that. And first of all, going back, like we were saying at the very beginning, when you go into a holiday week from now on, make sure you have appointments booked. That is the best use of your time. Okay, if that's not going to be the case, and you think of prospecting activities, save your admin activities for like last minute during a holiday season. Like if you've got to work Christmas Eve, or if you're going to be working this Wednesday, which most of us are, you know, save that for like Wednesday afternoon or something like that. But other than that, for me, and I'm not saying you have to follow what I do, I follow a very simple rule. Game time is for playing the game. And last time I checked, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it's game on. And in some circles, you know, the Friday after, it is game on. I'm not going to sit there and do non-game related things like talking about the game, pissing and moaning about the game, planning for a better game. I can't afford to do that stuff. I will gladly do that at 5:30 a.m. or 7:30 at night, or like if I had little kids still, right? Which I don't. It's been a long time since I have like grown-up kids, which means like I pay bills from grown-up kids, like college and shit like that. Like, but if I had little kids right now, I would like, you know, do my best to get home and like have a family dinner, hang out, hug my kids, find out about their day. And then, you know, like most families, your kids are in bed by like 9 o'clock, catch up with the wife a little bit, and then I'd get my ass back on some admin stuff. I'd be doing that when game time isn't like right there front and center. So that's what I would be doing. And I want you to be really aware of something, or actually a few things. Number one, it happens this time of year. Maybe we hear some Christmas music. Maybe we just get really sentimental. Sound like I was getting emotional there. So I'm going to break down on my podcast over Thanksgiving. But anyway, so, and I will not edit that out. What, like, it happens this time of year, and I get that. And we want to mentally check out, and we're thinking of family and everything else. My best advice to you is to make a decision. Whenever you're coming up on a holiday, and it's very simple, and just kind of have like two extremes, okay? The one extreme is, I am not going to work during, you know, Christmas week, or I'm not going to work the entire Thanksgiving week or whatever. And if you make that decision, I would never be the one, if I knew you, to give you a hard time about it and say, oh, you got to always be hustling. You know those assholes that are running around and they say, while you're sleeping, I'm selling. While you're off on holiday, I'm selling. Yeah, they don't ever effing sleep, these people. According to them, they never sleep and they have no life. And I can't imagine anybody whose significant other wouldn't tell them to piss off and then run off and like leave them after that. I mean, seriously. So I don't want to go and say that, but I'm just saying that if you want to go and like take that week off or that day off or whatever it is, do it guilt-free. You earned it. You deserve it. And congratulate yourself because you made a decision. You know, that's one thing you could do. That's one extreme. The other decision you could make is that, no, I'm not going to take this week off. I've got 2 days off at the end of the week. That's enough. And if you make that decision, then damn it, Monday through Wednesday, it should be business as usual for you. It shouldn't be you mentally checked out and you're gonna piddle around and you're gonna dick around out in the plant and take a 2.5 hour lunch and, you know, shoot the shit with the people over in production or whatever it is. I mean, no, it's business as usual. But the worst place that you could ever be at any time in your career, by the way, but especially during a holiday, is one where you're kind of like the walking dead in the office, right? You're not quite working, but you're not off. And you've screwed yourself in two ways because number one, you're not going to get the production, right? You're not going to get things done. You're not going to be productive at all that week. But also, you screwed yourself out of well-deserved time off. So my advice to you is to do the very thing you're telling your potential clients to do. You know what that is? Like, shit or get off the fence. Right? Or shit or get off the fence. or shit or get off the pot, right? But you know, you could say that to people. Shit or get off the fence. And when people look at you funny, say, no, that's the saying. What's wrong with you? Don't you listen to Castaigne's podcast? He coined the phrase. He invented the question mark too. But anyway, That's really my advice for you. I mean, seriously, don't take this week lightly. If you're a person who runs a sales team, get this message out to everybody. And, you know, let's learn from this once and for all. Whenever we are going into a holiday week, the best possible thing we could have done is like 2 and 3 weeks prior, loading up that week with appointments. And yes, you are going to have some people who are going to be canceling and everything. And so, I don't know, so maybe you should be confirming like a little bit like stronger, right? I don't know. But it's still better than having a week of admin or just kind of like, again, the walking dead in the office. Now, before you go, I just want to remind you of something. And it's not like I've been reminding you for a while. This is probably my first reminder on the podcast. We have a really cool webinar that's going to be coming up. And I will tell you, it is one of my two best-selling webinars. Whenever I do it, I haven't done this one in a while. This particular one, I haven't done since I think it was 2014. So about 3 years ago right now. And it's called Cold Calls That Rock. Cold Calls That Rock. And I'll like give anybody a gold star if you can guess what it's about. You ready? Come on. It's about cold calling. I have just tons of tips that I'm going to be sharing. And if you'd like to, oh, and by the way, it's coming up on December 1st at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And for those of you who can't make it on December 1st at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, I am removing your ability to give me a bullshit excuse and to give yourself a bullshit excuse. You know what it is? If you can't be there physically, as opposed to spiritually, right, or metaphysically, if you can't be there that day, I want you to sign up anyway, because I will send you not only the replay and the worksheets, but the 5 email templates that I'm going to be sending out to everybody who signs up. So to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthephone. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthephone. I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you not only an incredible week ahead, but wishing all my friends in the U.S. a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Take care, all.